This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's really good? Let's get this show on the road. Let's get this show cracking. Today, content creators, we're talking about websites. I'm going to give you three mistakes a lot of photographers and videographers make when creating a website. I'm giving you the game, folks. It's up to you whether or not you want to take it, but I'm going to give it to you. It's like I said, it's like your first car. You may not want it, but daddy going to give it to you anyway. First thing we're going to do is roll these graphics so we can get right into it. So let's do that. Oh, snap. Work like that when you got your stuff together.
You're listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. If you want to learn how to take pretty pictures, this is not the place. But if you're ready to make a living by learning the business behind the camera, buckle up. Because it's time to turn passion into profit with your host, Ty Turner.
What's really good? Welcome back to the show. Like I said, today we're going to talk about three mistakes content creators make or consistently make when they're creating websites. All right. Today's show is brought to you by our Capture and Convert Kit that's available for two easy payments of free $99. Over on the website, all right? We don't got sponsors. We sponsor ourselves because that's how we rock. That's what we do. Go download that for free. Listen, there's no other company that's going to give you enough free stuff that's going to let you make money so you can afford to pay stuff. If the free stuff don't help you make money, I don't know what you're doing, fam. I don't know what you're doing. You're doing something wrong. Anyway, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the three things that content creators are doing wrong on their website. In fact, I'm gonna give you this right here because we're gonna start going over websites. So feel free to submit your website. If you want to submit your website so we can evaluate it live on the air, go ahead and do that. That's the information you need right there. That's the information you need. Everybody got it? I'm about to take it off the screen. It's submit.flashfilmacademy.com. submit@flashfilmacademy.com. That should be different, but anyway, that's where you're gonna submit it to. submit@flashfilmacademy.com. So submit that information so we can take a look at it. We can talk about it on air. All right, let's start with number one. Number one is real important. Remember, we are building businesses to go after businesses, people. People don't have money. Companies have money. Businesses have money. They need content every day for different departments 20 times a week. They need to post on different social media platforms. They need communication videos. They need training videos, recruiting videos. They need all of this stuff. People don't stop going after people. People make decisions based off if they like you or not. They make buying decisions based off who you voted on and stupid stuff like that. Businesses don't. They make decisions based off logic and your ability to provide a return on your investment. Or the investment. And if you can make it make sense, it's easy to close more sales, bigger sales, more consistent sales when you go after businesses. So that's what we teach here at Flash Film Academy. And I think a lot of people get us confused with the other guys that's teaching you how to be filmmakers and all of that. And that's cool. Go shoot movies. When you're ready to do this for a living and make money, come holler at me. Come see me. I like shooting movies too. I like creating dope content too, but you know what else I like? Paying my car notes. I like having multiple cars and living a good life where I'm comfortable. That's what I like. I like living. I like having the ability to pay bills. That's just me. I can find a way to have fun after bills are paid. I don't need to be super creative without having the ability to do this for a living. And if you're about that life, you're in the right place. So let's talk about it. Number one, which is very clear. To me, the first thing I usually see or look for when I land on the page of content creators is do your page clearly define your business offerings, right? A lot of people are like, huh? What you mean? A lot of y'all got portfolio sites. You got pictures of everything. You got a whole bunch of this and a whole bunch of that. But do the page solve a problem? Do it tell me what problem you solve? Many photographers and videographers fail to articulate what makes their business unique. They especially in the B2B market, they don't know. Your website should explain how your services solve a specific problem. All my people that's hood from the ghetto, let me say it so you can understand it. A Pacific problem, all my ghetto people. It needs to solve a Pacific problem. Everybody else, it needs to solve a specific problem. If it don't do that, you wishing and hoping. It needs to, your website should explain how your services solve a specific problem for businesses rather than just showcasing your portfolio. It's important to emphasize your understanding of a business needs and how your skills, let me say it again, how your skills provide a solution rather than focusing on the technical aspects like camera quality. It's something I say all the time. If you watch this channel, you know I don't get hung up in camera quality. I don't care if you got a 5D Mark II. You should be making some money with it. Big shout out to all my people on TikTok over here. All my Pacific and specific people. Very important that you understand the difference. Very important that you understand the difference. Let's talk about number two. Let's talk about number two. Let me pop that on there. There we go. We don't got sponsors. We sponsor ourselves. We bet on ourselves. That's what we do here. Let's talk about number two. A lot of photographer and videographer, and I like to use the word content creator, because if you do photography and a client hire you to do photography and they say they need video, you better hit the button to switch your camera to video. If they say they need photography and you shot a video for them, you better switch your camera over to photography. You better get both bags, or at least have somebody on your team that has that ability so that your company can handle all of that company's multimedia and content needs. I'm not going to send you out to go do something else or go get somebody else to bring somebody else in when you got me. You need to be, but again, look, don't get that confused with your niche offerings. Don't get that confused with the direction of your brand. And I'm going to use an example I always like to use that makes sense, is Olive Garden sell cheeseburgers. They don't advertise cheeseburgers. They don't market cheeseburgers. It's hard to find cheeseburgers in a menu. But if you go into the kids section, you can find cheeseburgers, chicken tenders, all kind of stuff that kids may want that Olive Garden don't advertise or market because that's not their niche. Doesn't mean they ain't got to do it. So let's go to number two. A lot of content creators overlook the importance of professionalism and branding. I cannot stress this enough, fam. I cannot stress how many people, and look, this is going to be a punch in the throat, right? Something we talk about module one. We talk about it module one all day. If your business is named after you, you've already messed up. Let me tell you why. That's an old 1980 business idea for photographers and videographers. Let me tell you why. One, as a business, when I hire Johnson Photography or Jimmy Photography, I'm going to expect to see Jimmy. Jimmy can't take no days off. I don't want to talk to Jimmy's team. I don't want to talk to none of them. I want to see Jimmy. I paid my money. Jimmy needs to show up. When you pay your money to Comcast, you're okay working with anybody who got a uniform on. So that's one. Two, the company name, and I'm giving away too much because a lot of this is behind the membership. We talk about it. The company name need to reflect what you do. I need to look at your business and know what problem you solve. If I can't, you running uphill, fam. A lot of good questions coming in on TikTok. You running uphill, fam. So it's not a good look. If your name don't make sense to your ideal client, you running uphill. What you doing? You're not doing it right. If I can't look at your name and determine what you do, I'm telling you now, you're not doing it right. You're making life a whole lot harder. But let's go back to the professionalism and branding. A website that lacks professionalism can deter potential B2B clients. The guys who got the money not about to spend it with this raggedy company. They're not about to do it. You got to understand that when B2B clients hire you, they're putting their job and their neck on the line to hire you. You need to look like you can do the job. And if you give me any pause or any reason why I don't think you can do it at the level that I need, I'm out. I'm not about to get in the bad graces of my boss because I hired the wrong company and he told me to get it done. I'm not about to have you mess up this $1 million project. And I'm not about to cut corners to do it. That's why you can make a lot of money in B2B, because they don't want to cut corners. They don't want it the cheapest way. They want it the way that's going to work. They're willing to spend the money. They understand the return on investment. There's something you won't go through with the guy down the street that's calling himself an entrepreneur that's paying for stuff out of his pocket. He's worried about cost. Big companies are worried about getting it done right the first time. So you need the professionalism to attract these guys. And if you don't have that, if you cut corners in your website, if you got a cheap $5 or $50 logo, if you're not, you know, your all your text look like it's ChatGPT, is no personality, is not directed at an audience, you don't have a niche, you're a generalist, you do everything, you got pictures of people swimming and pictures of people at a fireplace, and then you got wedding shots on your website, I'm not rolling the dice on you. You may get lucky with people who like you, but B2B don't work like that. You need to make it make sense. And if you can't make it make sense in every aspect of your business, you're not going to get the big clients. That is why you don't have big clients. You don't look like you attract big clients. I tell my female friends, you are what you attract. If you don't like these type of guys, don't do that. Don't attract that. Same for the fellas. You flashing money in the club, don't get mad because the gold diggers want to talk to you. You in there showing your chain, leaning on your car, swinging your Mercedes car keys. You mad because this is what you attracted? No, I don't work like that. Business is the same way. You are what you attract. Build a brand to attract a higher level client, and you will get that. Why do you think restaurants spend so much money to make their establishments look like the type of restaurant they are? McDonald's sell $1 cheeseburgers. They put millions into their locations to look like the best place you can buy a $1 cheeseburger from ever. There's a reason behind that. There's a reason why they have logos on their napkins. And they go the extra length to make sure that their branding is professional and everywhere. On a $1 cheeseburger, you're trying to get a client to spend $2,000 on a video, and your email address don't even match your domain. You send an email from a Gmail account. Nah, fam, it ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. A lot of people don't have accurate color schemes. Their colors aren't in line throughout their brand. The email is one color. The email signature is this color. Your website on this page is this color. The reds are close, but they're not all the same reds. You can't do that, fam. It ain't gonna work. You have to be serious about your brand and how you present yourself. And if you're not, you're not going to make it. Let me post this again because I got a message about it. Post it again while we go to number three. Your professionalism is everything when you're working with B2B clients. It is something you cannot skip over. That's why I tell you, if you got $1,000 and you think about where you want to put it in your business, don't put it in cameras. You can rent that stuff. Put that $1,000 into your website. If you want to make money, put the $1,000 into your website. Put it into your business, your shirts, your business cards. That's the stuff you cannot rent. You can rent camera gear. You can rent lenses. You can rent camera bodies. You can rent laptops. You can't rent a brand. That's the only part you can't rent. Don't cut corners with it. Bring in writers to help create the copy on your website. Bring in somebody to help with SEO. Bring in somebody to help design it. Put your money there. That's the money. That's the investment that is worth making. And if you're not thinking about that, that's why you're not attracting big clients. You don't look like you can work with big clients. You think that that's just your artist side telling you, if I do great work, big clients will come. They're not looking for you, fam. They're not looking for you like that. You may get lucky and get one, and a lot of us do. A lot of us get that one client that pays us what we want, and we like, man, if I can just get this every week, I'm good. If I can just eat like this all the time, man, life would be great. But you can't, because your brand doesn't consistently attract those people, because you haven't invested in your brand. Sorry, not sorry. Anyway, let's go on to the next one. Let's go on to the next one real quick. Let's talk about number three. Your website And your testimonials don't focus on the client's needs. They don't. Let me give you an example of what I mean by that. A great website, if you work, this is for those who are niche. If you're not niching down, you're a generalist, I'm not talking to you. I can't help you. You done, fam. You this your last year in business. AI gonna take you out of here because AI does nothing but solve problems. So for those who are niche, they got a niche, they got a target audience, your website should answer questions that your target audience will propose to you. If you work with the same client, they ask the same questions. When you go to McDonald's, right, that person at that register get the same questions all day. What all come on a Big Mac? So you know what? They took the screen and showed you the ingredients. How much is if I add pickles? They took the screen and showed you how much. Every question you got, they answered throughout the brand, throughout the store. Your website needs to do the same. It can't do that if you're a generalist because there's too many questions to answer and you will drown people in too much information. I got some questions coming in on TikTok. Give me a second. You will drown people with too much information. If you're working with one ideal client, they're going to have the same five questions. If I can answer the most common questions on my website via a fact section, information section, or most importantly, testimonials, by the time they get to me, it's not a matter of if I can do it. It's a matter of when you want it done. Sales become a whole lot easier when you design your brand to answer questions for your target audience. This is the problem we solve. This is how we solve it. This is who we solved it for. Here's a case study or information on those who allowed us to solve this problem. Period. So these are things that you have to be mindful of as you grow your brand and you grow your business. All right? People, they're not focused on answering the questions of your target audience. And I get it. A lot of people don't understand. They don't even know they need a target audience. They just want to sell photography and videography to everybody. I got some Instagram questions popping up. Make sure I got. So, a lot of people, butthurt about the fact that I say AI, this is your last year, AI taking your job. Let me talk about that for a minute. Let me talk about that. And then I'm gonna give you a bonus one on the website for those who stick around. Let me talk about AI, because a lot of people in photography and videography are hurt at the fact that I know for a fact that this is your last year in business if you're not getting focused, if you're not niching down. AI is designed to do one thing and one thing only: solve problems. Period. It's not a generalist. It's a problem solver. People don't want photography or videography. They don't want content. They don't want to post on social media every day. They don't want to upload 20 images. They don't want to do that. I got people trying to join the live. It ain't happening, bro. They don't want to do that. They want the result of that. They want the result of what your content do for them. That's what they want. And they don't want to deal with what you got. They don't want to deal with worrying about all that stuff. What they want to do is they want the result of that content. AI is going to give it to them. That's why right now you can go to Photoshop and type castle in the background and you've seen them commercials with a little girl. She's not going to a graphic designer. She's circling the area and using content aware to bring a castle in the background. Let me make sure she's using content aware to bring a castle in the background. That's a graphic designer job gone. What do you think is going to happen with video? There's software out right now. There's software available right now where you can type a script. It'll give you a voiceover and provide B-roll. We're just in stage 0.001 of that. Where do you think that'll be in 3 years? Where do you think it'll be by the end of the year? Stock footage? It's not going to be around. Why do I need stock footage when I can use AI to generate an image of my face on somebody at a beach? Why do I need stock footage? Why do I need stock video? I mean, stock images. AI is coming for all of that. And it's getting really, really good. It's getting really, really good. So what I'm saying is either evolve or you're not going to make it. You can try to avoid the, you can turn the other cheek and turn your head and act like it ain't coming. It's coming. The choice is yours on whether what you want to do. You can either get specific and solve a problem, or you can stay a generalist and fade away and only use your camera to take pictures of your kids in the park. That's cool. I'm going to adapt and keep it moving. And that's what I highly suggest that you do if you want to make it past this year. AI, correct. Victor said AI is an extension that solves problems that machine, robots, and apps are solving for other industries. AI is coming. AI is going. People don't see you're stuck on the mindset to think that people want creativity. They don't. Businesses want results. If AI can analyze the data of what works and what don't, it can, if it creates something that provides results, it's a wrap. You can only create something you like. You can only create something that you think is dope. AI don't guess. Good post on TikTok. He said, it hurts when doctors tell you that you need to change your diet or else you'll eventually die. Your body is similar to your target audience. Listen to the problem and solve it. Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to, the industry is changing. We've sat back and watched so many industries change because of AI. You thought you wasn't going to get touched? Technology, look at your phone. Look how many industries your phone has killed. Ain't no camcorders, ain't no voice recorders, ain't no two-way radios. It's almost killing your TV. It ain't no handheld radios. Just look at how many devices your phone has killed. And look at technology. What happened to cab drivers? Woke up one morning, phone stopped ringing. People downloaded the Uber app, gone. Look at hotel industry. They're fighting because of Airbnb. They're looking to lobby and pass laws because of Airbnb. Look at how things are going. It's inevitable. Either you can be the person and I don't touch no computer. I ain't about to get on no computer. I have friends and family that was not touching the internet. I got people that still don't touch the internet trying to run a business with postcards in 2024. Okay. Postcards and flyers in 2024. Okay. Good luck. Good luck maybe capitalizing your neighborhood at best. You done. So you're going to get down or you're going to lay down, but AI is coming. The question is not whether or not it's coming. The question is, what are you going to do? You can go against everything I said. Cool. That's on you. I'm going to still eat in this industry years from now. You'll be uploading pictures somewhere hoping that they make 20 cents a month. You need to focus on solving the problems for your clients. If you're not solving problems, you're not going to make it. You need to take a step back from your creative ego and realize that businesses want results. They're not concerned with creativity anymore. I know you want to be an artist. I know you want to create this beautiful art and stand back in awe, but people aren't buying content for the purpose of art anymore. They're buying content solely for the purpose of results. If you're not living, dying, and breathing in an area of providing results, you're not going to make it. You can't even put a movie on Netflix without worrying about results. Even the movie, that's why you're getting 20,000 superhero movies and remakes, because they like, screw the creativity. We don't need another new story. We need something that's going to bring in numbers. So guess what? We're not going to green like this good story you got over here, this fantastic idea. We're going to make RoboCop Part 16 because the word RoboCop is going to bring people back to the movie theater. We're going to go with this big star that can't act, that got a million Instagram followers, because we know if we can get a majority of his followers to watch it on Netflix, we'll make money. It's all about results. And if you're not building your brand to focus on the results you offer a company, you're not going to be here. You're not going to be here. Somebody got to tell you. I can't be one of the the guys on social media that's telling you a new camera gonna fix it or a new lens gonna fix it or upgrading to the latest Blackmagic or Red is gonna help you. It's not. More content is created on cell phones than anything. User-generated content for the purpose of marketing is the highest return on investment you can get in all of advertising right now. User-generated content. Somebody going on TikTok saying, I ate this and it's good. I love it. You should try it. And everybody run into the store because that video went viral and cost pennies on a dollar. And now everybody buying patty pies like it's 2018 or whatever. Whatever the latest trend is this week. So that's where the results are there. If you're not thinking like that, you're not going to be in business. Let me give you a number four before I go. Let me also punch you in the throat again because I get a lot of people. It's simple, people. There you go. Not that. That ain't the right one. That ain't the one I'm trying to show you. I'm trying to show you the one that's two easy payments of free. Let's go with number four. Number four thing, and this is the bonus that a lot of people neglect on their website. Content creators, you neglect on your website. And it's so important. You don't focus or you neglect SEO and content strategy. You neglect the idea of SEO. Listen, if you go to the Tides list on Flashform Academy, I got a list of, I like to use Squarespace, no affiliate. I got no money from them. I don't even know them folks. In fact, I got to pay my bill. I don't got a relationship with them. So I'm mentioning them because it's something I actually use, like everything else on this channel. But if you go under Tides list, there's a guy on Fiverr that will help you with your SEO specifically to Squarespace pages. I cannot stress to you enough how many phone calls I got even after marketing because I was coming up in rankings. I'm still getting calls from people calling my business because of where we rank due to SEO purposes. It's cheap. It's like $100, $50 or $100. It's the best money you can spend if you got an SEO page. It's the best money you can spend if you got a Squarespace page, I'm sorry, to help with your SEO, to help you organically rank in your area for the specific problem you solve. If you're a generalist, don't do this. I'm not talking to you. If you're a generalist, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to problem solvers who want to solve problems for specific companies or target audiences. It was the best money I ever spent. Anytime I create a Squarespace page or I do major updates, I go and get that service again. I can't think of his name, but if you look under Ty's list, you got it. You got it. So let me make sure let me see what questions I got coming in. I got a few questions coming in on TikTok, just going through the questions real quick. And the gram, everybody post where you're from. I like to see where everybody from. Post where you're from. So let me say this too. Let me give you a little asterisk. This is a 4.5. Little 4.5. And I'm going to give you a little secret. I talk about this. We talk about this in the membership side of things. But I'll give you a little tidbit on some of the things we talk about. Because we have accountability meetings every week where people talk about what they run into in the industry. They talk about their highs, their lows, their wins, their lessons. We got a place where our content creators get together and we talk about the state of the industry today. That way you know, hey, man, I'm not getting phone calls here in New York. Hey, I'm in Cali. My phone calls are down, too. Hey, I'm in Iowa. We having a little bit of problem, too. It ain't just you. It's the industry. It's good to have people that you connect with who are in the industry because iron sharpens iron. You can't do this alone. You shouldn't be trying to do this alone. You need friends that live in the industry so that you can have conversations. Friends that ain't hating. Friends that ain't worried about you taking money from them. Friends that ain't sharing stuff with you because they scared you going to do it and make more money. Get rid of them friends. Get you a group of friends that want to see you win. That's giving information. It's giving to the pot as much as they're taking from the pot. A group of people that want to see you win. That's sharing information saying, hey, this was an upsell idea I had for this niche. You should try it. This is how I do it. I made an extra $3,000 this month with this upsell. You should implement it. You need friends like that. If you ain't got friends like that, I don't know what to tell you. But at the Academy, that's how we rock. That's how we rock. One thing that we talk about that, like I said, we have main pages and we have landing pages. We have landing pages that can't be seen by the general public in our websites. And that's a place to showcase some of your versatility, right? Because you may be working with a client And you may talk to the client about headshots. I tell a lot of my videographers, go for headshots. When you're working with big companies and they got a lot of people, I build a separate little secret landing page that talks about headshots that I send to my previous clients. And I send it, I'm not even going to all of them. I'll tell you, I send it to them, but there's a message that we send to them. I'm gonna say that for my gold members. They know what's up. But the point I'm trying to say is sometimes there's extra things you do that if you have a current client base, you can introduce them to it. Tomorrow on accountability meeting, we'll go into what needs to be on it. My gold members know what's up. So those are 3.5, 4.5 things, and I'll go over them real quick before we end that you need to focus on. One, you need to clearly define your business offerings. Clearly talk about the problem you solve. Number two is you can't overlook the importance of professionalism and branding. These cheap-ass logos, these logos with camera lenses and camera bodies, these company names that say nothing about what you offer, what you do, these company colors that says nothing about your brand motto and nothing about your what you offer is just stuff that your mama likes, stuff that your homeboy made up. Let me tell you, I'm gonna put this on the screen. I'm gonna keep punching y'all in the throat. Module one, we talk about choosing a logo, right? And why it's important to go with a logo designer instead of a graphic artist. We all know somebody that do graphics that can come up with something dope, but we don't understand the psychology behind logos. And if you have somebody that's working on your logo that don't understand the psychology behind creating a logo, why certain colors and shapes and what they do subconsciously to your viewer, you just got somebody drawing. I don't need somebody drawing. I need a logo that actually works. I need to make sure every aspect of my business convert my lead into a customer. Every aspect. A lot of you guys aren't building a brand. And you got to do all this selling. You got to do all this pitching because your proposal is trash. It's a bill. The way you answer the phone is trash. The way you talk to them is trash. Your website is trash. So now you got to do all this pleading and hoping and wishing on the phone, sounding like James Brown to get somebody to buy from you. Because all of your whole brand is trash. The whole brand is trash. And you please, we can do a good job. And you got all this stuff talking about how passionate you are, but nothing talks about your ability to solve a problem. I don't care about a passionate person that's trash. I care about an efficient person who has experience in solving my problem. Would you be happy if you was going to get surgery? And they got you in a little outfit, you're under the covers and you're on the bed, and your doctor is so happy about this surgery. We're going to do a good, I can't wait to get you up under. And you like, doc, how many of these have you done? We don't do a lot of them, but we're going to have fun doing yours. Hey, get me up out of here, fam. Get me up out of here. I'm pulling cables out. Get me up out of here. That's how a lot of you guys sound when you're enthusiastic or happy or passionate about what you're doing, but you have no results. Passion don't close clients, results do. I know a lot of people want to push passion. I've been doing this for 20 years. I'm so passionate. Your client don't care. People care, but people don't have money. Businesses do. People care. I got a guy, he loves cameras. So that don't mean he can create marketing content. That don't mean he can create the content we need to train our staff so we can get them on the floor 10 days earlier instead of spending a month training them in the back. What does that have to do with what we're trying to do? Passion means nothing. And I'm sure a lot of you guys are pushing the idea of passion on your client because you've heard that somewhere before. You've heard that being regurgitated by your YouTubers who like to tell you about that. And they also selling you gear. Telling you if you have more bokeh, you get more clients. If you had a full frame, you can your bokeh will bring you. No, it's not true. Full frame, crop sensor, Micro Four Third, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Who cares? Can you create content that converts? Can your content do what you promised the client it would do? Can it solve their problem? Can you create content that solves their problem? Because guess what? when AI come along and they type a little word in the keyboard to say, I need a video that teaches people about my product and send them back to my website, I guarantee you AI is not going to talk about passion, camera sensors, lenses, bokeh. It's not. It's not. You need to get with it because you're about to get left behind. And I'm just being real with you. It's coming. It's here. It ain't coming. It's here. 2024 is it, fam. Look at, if you're a writer, think about it. If you're a writer, right, you're a copywriter in 2022. Let's just go back 2 years, not even two full years. If you're a copywriter in 2022, can you imagine the day you woke up and ChatGPT was the number one downloaded service on the planet? It was the fastest growing service on the planet. And you're a copywriter. Let's go even further. You do voiceovers, your voice talent. Are you getting hired more this year than you were last year? No, because AI is creating accurate voices. It's a wrap. AI is creating accurate avatars from pictures. It's a wrap. You remember how cheesy Snapchat filters started off? They were cheesy at first. Dogs. And now, they are ridiculous. Snapchat filters are mind-blowing right now. You can put your hand in your face. It'll still keep you looking beautiful. Snapchat filters are the truth right now. It's only been like 2 years. It's only been like 2 years. Just looking at some of the comments coming in. So I need you to be mindful of that. I don't want to scare you. I don't want to scare you, but somebody got to tell you the truth and not tell you to go buy a bigger camera to solve this problem. People say cell phones will never be able to keep up with my Blackmagic or my large frame sensor. Yeah, it will. Your large camera taking 24 shots a minute. At best, it's 120 frames per second. At best. That camera phone is taking 1,000 shots a second. And it's determining what's a face. Oh, he's a black guy. We need to expose his face like this. That's a shirt. That's red. We need to expose that like that. That's the sky. We need to make it more bluer. That's grass. We need to make that more green and layering it on top of things. You can't compete with that because you're looking at a light meter that's guessing based on an average of everything, hoping that everything is properly exposed just to go back to the computer and try to push and pull stuff that wasn't perfect. That iPhone's not doing that. It's using that little sensor 1,000 times. You using that big sensor one time. Yeah, you can stack some images. You can do some HDR. You can do just stuff you can do. But you got to think about it. That takes you time. That iPhone is giving it to you like that. And we live in a world where fast turnarounds is everything. Think I'm joking? Download CapCut. Edit on CapCut. CapCut will blow you away. The cell phone editing app is catching Final Cut Pro. It ain't catching DaVinci Resolve yet. It ain't catching Premiere, but it's on Final Cut Pro's ass. In fact, it offers some stuff you can't get from Final Cut Pro. It's on their head. It is on their head if you're a Final Cut Pro user. CapCut got some AI features like creating auto subtitles and stuff that's free that, let's be real, anybody who uses CapCut, nobody's saying no. All my CapCut users, say something in the comments. Am I lying? All my CapCut users, my 9-year-old is editing video on CapCut that's running circles. He locking on the faces so when he dance, all my CapCut users, am I lying or am I keeping it real? Please post in the comments, my CapCut users. Especially when you go to use it on the computer, it's even crazier. All my CapCut users, post in the comments. People, look, everybody coming in. If you're not using CapCut, bro, I don't know what to tell you. If you're not using CapCut, the AI features on CapCut is beyond, I'm telling you, if you're using Final Cut Pro, you might as well switch over to CapCut. Now, Premiere, DaVinci Resolve, got some other tricks up the sleeve. They go way more technical. But if you're not a technical editor, where you're, you know what I'm saying, you're doing heavy color correction, heavy color grading, isolating shirts and faces from backgrounds and power windows and all of that, CapCut is everything right now. Their templates, it's everything. So it's coming. It's coming. The future is now. Absolutely. The future is now. It's coming. So if you're not staying on top of these things as a content creator, you're going to get left behind. You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. If you're not using tools like Gleaning and Descript to edit, it's taking you 10 times longer to edit a video. I can drop something in Gleaning, and if you haven't heard of Gleaning, Gleaning is one of my favorite, where you drop a video of a talking head and it slices it up to give you all the perfect outtakes, and you export it to Final Cut Pro or whatever and add your B-roll. That easy. Take out all the ums and all of that crap. Let's go. Sam said, good question. Sam says, I found my niche. Other than SEO, how do I get them to find me? Oh, man, that's a great question. And that gives me the opportunity to talk about Module 1. Module 1, we talk about that because there's some steps you need to go through before you get there. Very important thing. It's not, you don't go looking for clients. The amateurs tell you, the amateurs be like, where can I go to find business? You don't find business. Business finds you. You got to be where they look. There's a chapter in this course that you really need to watch that will answer that question. It's the beta client chapter, right? Because it talks about your target audience, understanding your target audience and understanding where they look for business. So let me give you an example. Let's say hypothetically, I want to sell golf shoes. Hypothetically, I'm just giving the slim, dumbed down version. Well, I got to find golfers. If I find golfers, that's my target audience. Well, let's look at some of the things golfers tend to do. The income of golfers are usually a little higher than the average person. They probably belong to country clubs. There are other sports that golfers may be interested in that all golfers, or at least a large, overwhelmingly overlapping number of golfers do. There's things that golfers do that other people don't do. What are those things? And how can I get there? When you have a target audience, you know who to go after. When you have a but you got to develop the niche and the target audience, and then you got to get the beta client. In this module, we talk about how to do that, because I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to teach you how to think about it. I'm not here to tell you what to do. Your location, your niche is different. I'm here to tell you how to get that information, who to get it from, who got that answer. I don't have that answer. Don't listen to me. I'm going to tell you where to get that answer from, though. There's not a guru on YouTube or whatever, or these gurus you follow, that can tell you where to get those answers from or tell you what those answers are. Let me clarify that. I can tell you where to get that answer from. Period. Just like, if is your logo great? I can tell you I like it. That don't mean your target audience is going to like it. Your mama may like it. Don't mean your target audience is going to like it. I'm going to tell you who opinions you need to value. It's not your mama. I'm sorry. Love my mama to death. And you should love your mama to death. But her opinion does not matter. Your target audience opinions matter. And if you build your brand based off what they like and not what your friends and them think is cool, not what your homeboy that do graphics and your people that's like, yeah, that's dope, it don't matter. Find who problem you solve and get your stuff in their face and say, what do you think? That opinion is the most valuable opinion you're going to get. I don't want to tell you to listen to your friends and listen to other people. That's what I'm telling you. Don't go. I'm going to teach you how to find your target audience, people who got money. Because you listen to, let me tell you, a lot of people, let me put these brass knuckles on. I got to go gym alert for this one. A lot of people, too many people, is talking to broke people about how to make money. A lot of your broke friends, and broke as in not saying they're poor, but they're not in the price bracket that you want to attract. They can't give you information. A Honda owner can't give you information on what it's like to drive a Mercedes. No knock against Honda owners. they can guess, and usually their guess is negative. Oh, it ain't all that. It's just, you know, they just got a little bit better. It's the same when it comes to business. You need to get in front of people who got the pockets to pay for what you're selling and find out what they like. Because the pockets of people who can't afford you, they got a lot of opinions. I'm not talking to you, bro. No disrespect. I'm not talking to you. You're not in a position, nor have you ever been in a position, to need what I'm selling. I want to talk to people who live in that world. The world of business owners or whoever in that company that was tasked with finding a production company to do X, Y, and Z. They're going to tell me what's the most important thing I need to present to them for them to consider me for the job. Your cousins, your friends, other photographers can't help you with that. The only person who can help you with that is your ideal client. That's all I want to talk to. If you're not building your brand and working to be in front of those people, nothing else matters. We talk about this in module one. You shouldn't even be picking a logo. You shouldn't even be picking a company name until you know who you're going after and you get a chance to get in front of them. But they won't talk to you about that. They're going to tell you to buy more cameras. Y'all ain't ready. When you're ready, you come see me. When you're ready, come check me out. For the third time, you already know, we giving away so much for free. It is what it is. When you're ready, come see me. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, with that being said, I'm going to slide out. All my gold members, I'll see you tomorrow in the accountability meeting where we chop it up and talk about what's going on in the industry this week. Your wins, your lessons, who going through what, who doing what. I love to hear the follow-ups of people that pitched the clients and what happened and how the job went. Let's talk about all that. All my gold members. Everybody else, I'm going to tell you to do what I always tell you to do. I'm going to tell you to do what I always tell you to do. And if you're not doing it, if you're not doing it, it's a problem. Because you should be doing it. And I don't know why people aren't telling you. Be inspired. Be creative. But the most important part is being profitable. If you're not being profitable, what you doing? What you doing, fam? Real quick, last time before I go, there you go. Merchant ConvertKit, two easy payments of $3.99. It's on the website. I'm getting comments of people like, where can I get the capture? It's on the website. As soon as you go, I'm giving you a lot. All right? Boom, it's on the website. So I got three messages in the last 2 minutes. Anyway, I'll see y'all in the next video. Go check out the video we dropped yesterday. It was pretty dope. It talks a lot about getting business. I'll say that. All right, y'all. Be safe.
You've been listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and go to our webpage at www.flashfilmacademy.com.